people.
Sapta Sutam,
Sapta
Bhatta Dravida Bhubrataha. Tasyam, through her, saw the king, Janayam Chakra, Bhagat, Atmajam, daughter, Sita, blue or black, Shanam, eyes, Yaviyasa, younger, Sapta, seven, Sutan, son, Sapta, seven, Dravida, province of Dravida, Bhu, of the land, Vrta, king. Translation: King Malayadvaja fathered one daughter who was very black, who had very black eyes. He also had seven sons who later became rulers of that tract of land known as Dravida. Thus, there were seven kings in that land. For a part, King Malayadvaja was a great devotee, and after he married the daughter of King Vidarbha, he gave her one nice daughter whose eyes were black. Figuratively, this means that the daughter of Malayadvaja was also bestowed with devotional service, for her eyes were always fixed on Krishna. A devotee has no vision in his life other than Krishna. The seven sons are the seven processes of devotional service: chanting, hearing, chanting, remembering, offering, worship, offering prayers, rendering transcendental loving service, and serving the lotus feet of the Lord. For the nine types of devotional service, only seven were immediately given. The balance, friendship and surrendering everything, were to be developed later. In other words, devotional service was divided into two categories, namely Vidhi Marga and Raga Marga. The process of becoming friends of the Lord and sacrificing everything for Him belongs to the category of Raga Marga, the stage of developing devotional service. For the neophyte, the important processes are those of hearing and chanting, remembering Krishna, worshipping the deity in the temple, offering prayers, and always engaging in the service of the Lord, and worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. The word yaviyasa indicates that these processes were very powerful. After a devotee engages in the process of sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, and is able to secure these processes, he can later become a devotee capable of rendering spontaneous devotional service, namely Sakyam and Atmanivedanam. Generally, the great acharyas who preach devotional service all over the world belong to the category of Sakyam Atmanivedanam. A neophyte devotee cannot actually become a preacher. The neophyte is advised to execute devotional service in the seven other fields, sadhana, kirtan, etc. If one can successfully execute the preliminary seven items, he can in the future be situated on the platform of Sakyam Atmanivedanam. The specific mention of Dravida Desha refers to the five Dravida Deshas in South India. All are very strong in rendering the preliminary devotional processes. Some great acharyas like Ramanuja and Madhva also came from Dravida Desha and became great preachers. They were all situated on the platform of Sakyam Atmanivedanam. I think, dear King Prachinavarsha, the sons of Malayadvaja gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of these have been protecting the entire world up to the end of one Manu's lifespan and even afterward. Report, there are 14 Manus and one day of Brahma among Kuntara. The lifespan of one Manu is given as 71 multiplied by 4,320,000 years. After one such Manu passes on another, Manu begins his lifespan. In this way, the life cycle of the universe is going on. As one Manu follows another, the cultivation of consciousness is the being imparted as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivasvan, Vivasvan instructed to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed to Ishvaku. Vivasvan, the sun god, imparted Bhagavad Gita to one Manu, and this Manu imparted to a son, imparted to yet another Manu. In this way, the propagation of Krishna consciousness is never stopped. No one should think that this Krishna consciousness movement is a new movement, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam is a very, very old movement, for it has been passed down from one Manu to another. Among Vaishnavas, there may be some difference of opinion due to everyone's personal identity, but despite all personal differences, the thought of Krishna consciousness must go on. We can see that under the instructions of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj began preaching the Krishna consciousness movement in an organized way within the past 100 years. The disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj are all God brothers, and although there are some differences of opinion, although we are not acting conjointly, every one of us is spreading this Krishna consciousness movement according to his own capacity and producing many disciples to spread it all over the world. As far as we are concerned, we have already started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and many thousands of Europeans and Americans have joined this movement. Indeed, it is spreading like wildfire. All the Krishna consciousness based on the 9 principles of devotional service will never be stopped. It will go on without distinction of caste, creed, color, or country. No one can check it. The word bhokshate is very important in this verse. Just as the king gives protection to his citizens, these devotees, following the principles of devotional service, give protection to all the people of the world. The people of the world are very much harassed by so-called religious principles, swamis, yogis, karmis, vijnanis, but none of these can show the right way to become elevated to the spiritual platform. There are primarily 4 parties spreading devotional service all over the universe. These are the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Madhva Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the Bharka Sampradaya. The Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya in particular comes from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these devotees are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement very widely and giving protection to innocent people who are being so much embarrassed by pseudo-avatars, swamis, yogis, and others. King Maladavacha fathered one daughter who had very black eyes. He also had 7 sons who later became rulers of a tract of land known as Dravida. Thus there were 7 kings in that land. My dear King Prachitavarsha, the sons of Maladavacha gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of these have been protecting the entire world up to the one Manu, which was lifespan afterwards. So, continuing the story, King Puranjan became a woman, and she married King Malayadvaja. So here the dynasty of Malayadvaja is described, even though it is fictional. It is given some historical reference in relation to the Manus, and the different places like Dravida Desh. So Malayadvaja married the Puranjana, who was a woman. He got 1 daughter, and 7 sons. And these 7 sons were also great rulers. And these 7 sons produced thousands of sons, which were his grandsons. And in this way, they protected the whole world. It says up to the lifespan of Manu and even afterwards. So, in other words, they were all great kings following proper conduct. Though this is actually not a historical event, it's an allegorical story. It shows that the King Maladvaja had a very great dynasty, so he was well positioned in terms of following Dharma, etc. So Prabhupada in his purport indicates that from this we can understand that the Vedic knowledge is always intact and is preserved through these different kings, who were simultaneously followers of Dharma and were also devotees of the Lord. So in this way, things were properly maintained. Now, of course, the greater story here is that of Narada Muni meeting a real king, Prachinabharisha, who was also in this dynasty from Manus, but he was getting a little off because the devotional aspect was less and the karma aspect became more. Karma and dharma became more. So, therefore, he is showing by this example of the king the proper conduct of a person. And we will see that this person also renounces his kingdom later, goes to the forest, and practices austerities, and meditates on the Lord. So he did the proper thing. He was not overcome by his position as a king. Whereas Prashnavarnisha, the real king, following after Manu, actually was getting a little confused in his duties. So in this way, Narada Muni gives some good instruction by pointing out the proper conduct of a king. Now, of course, previously Paranjana was a king also, but he became attracted to his wife and everything, and even though he was following Dharma, he became a woman because of that. So, the main story here is to show that, as a king, Prashnavarnisha should follow Dharma as a duty, but at the same time should understand that those duties do not end with simply material enjoyment and rebirth in the material world, but it should actually be combined with spiritual understanding that you're not the body, you're a spirit soul, and that you're a servant of the Supreme Lord, ultimately. So in this way, the Narada Muni is presenting these teachings. Prabhupada here explains the symbolism of the seven sons. He says these are different types of devotional service. Now we know there are, of course, there are so many types of devotional service. 64 angas are mentioned in Nectar Devotion, but in Bhagavatam, in teachings of Prahlad, we have nine mentioned, nine prominent ones. But as Prabhupada has mentioned here, something like Sakya is actually more on the Raghunuga line. And Atmanivedana, of course, this can be practiced also within Vaidhi Bhakti. We see that the Sri Sampradaya also talks of Atmanivedana. But Rupa Goswami in Nectar Devotion, there he explains, this is a little bit difficult for beginners to perform in one sense, because to seriously give everything to the Lord, body, mind, and words, etc., and soul, is a little difficult for beginners. So it's a more advanced devotee who actually engages in such things. So, of these nine processes, therefore, these two are not mentioned here, and instead the preliminary process is starting with hearing and chanting, remembering, and dasya relationship, and offering prayers, and doing deity worship, and serving the lotus feet of the Lord. These type of items are emphasized more. So in this way, the process of bhakti is emphasized, and particularly the preliminary ones. Because they are preliminary, it doesn't mean that they're less important later on and they get discarded. It just means that their potency is such that everybody can do them, whereas some of the processes are more difficult for everyone to do. So the processes, the main processes we follow are actually five, according to Rupa Goswami, that is hearing. But for the Gaudiyas, hearing particularly refers to hearing Bhagavatam. Not hearing any scripture, but hearing Bhagavatam. And chanting means chanting the glories of the Lord, Bhagavan, particularly Krishna. And remembering, smaranam, remembrance of the Lord. This is another one. But of the five, the main ones are hearing, chanting, deity worship, association of devotees, and living in the holy dhamma. These are very, very powerful to give advancement to a person. So what about remembrance? It's not mentioned there, even though we say, you know, hearing, chanting, remembering. So actually that's included within the chanting process. We've got to remember the Lord when we chant. So remembrance is also included within that, but prominently is the kirtan process of chanting. So these are emphasized by Rupa Goswami as very powerful to quickly produce the stage of bhava, which is the result of sadhana bhakti. So that is another type of listing, those five, whereas here we have nine or seven or whatever listed here. So things like vandanam, or offering prayers, that can actually be included within the kirtan process. And then we have serving the lotus feet. So of course that is also a very broad category. Of course Lakshmi directly serves the lotus feet of the Lord, but other people can't do that as a sadhana. So included in that is things like serving the Dham and serving the Vaishnavas, etc. So of course it comes down, that also gets assumed within probably living in the Dham and sadhu sangha, associating with devotees and serving devotees. Serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Many other activities are included within that. Serving Tulsi Devi also is included in that. So, in this way, we have another one which is kind of merged into the hearing and chanting and processes, hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. So there are various lists, but we get the 64 items, then we get the 9 items, then we get 7 items, and then we get 5 items. And then finally, of course, we get one item, that is Nam Sankirtan, chanting the holy name of the Lord, that is the Yuga Dharma. So, though we practice the Yuga Dharma, that does not mean we reject the other processes, but the emphasis is put upon that for ourselves and for preaching to others. So in spite of that, we still practice the other ones. So the other five also, we also practice. Our other four out of the five, we don't reject those ones, or out of the seven, we don't reject them. We still do them, but we put the emphasis upon kirtan. So Jiva Goswami, in one of his commentaries in Bhakti Siddhartha, says that along with all the other processes and all the other activities we do, we have to include Sankirtan. And this will give perfection to all the different activities we do, whether it is bhakti activities or other activities like samskaras or whatever, deity worship or whatever. We cannot exclude or omit the chanting of the holy name. So that always has to be there in all the processes, other processes we do. So in this way, there are a variety of activities to engage the senses. That is why archana is recommended. Though chanting the name is the Yuga Dharma, still there is quite a bit of emphasis put upon worshipping the deity and taking diksha to get the mantras to worship the deity. So why? It's because the deity worship offers a nice opportunity to engage all the senses and the body and the mind, etc. So most people cannot continually chant only, so this gives them an opportunity through deity worship to engage all their senses also. But one should not overemphasize the deity worship and neglect the chanting. The chanting is still the main process, and the other is secondary process to help. So in other words, secondary means that it assists in also perfecting the chanting, not the other way around. Chanting is the main process, chanting the name of Krishna is the main process, and the other is secondary to that. So, in this way, ultimately, all the different types of bhakti are subsumed within the Nam Sankirtan. And we can do the others, but they are there to support and to assist and to perfect the chanting of the holy name. Particularly Bhagavatam is glorified by our acharyas more than Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Bhagavad Gita gives the basics and it's a summary of everything. But it is Bhagavatam which reveals details of Krishna's pastimes and his rasas. So that is why that is emphasized. Because without details of Krishna, it's very difficult to become attracted to Krishna. We hear the name Krishna, but who is he? So we have to learn who he is from Bhagavatam by listening to his lila.
Can we clearly say this book is for Sambandha?
Well, of course, Bhagavatam is everything. It has the philosophy, it has the bhakti as the process, it also has the goal of prema. The difference between that and Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad Gita, we could say, it indicates everything, but it doesn't go into the details so much. So obviously Sambandha is there in chapter 7 or whatever, and Abhidhaya is there also within the middle 6 chapters, and Prayojana also is indicated by complete surrender to the Lord. But the details of what prema is, etc., is not mentioned. The details of bhakti, the different types of bhakti are not mentioned, and Raghunuga and Vaidhi and all the angas of bhakti are not mentioned in detail. So everything is there in Bhagavad Gita, but not in detail. And then we have everything elaborately explained in the Bhagavatam.
Primary process is chanting the holy name. So we generally ignore the name, we need to chant the holy name. But it's so important to have the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So is it better to have knowledge before they ignore the chanting or the
More or less it's simultaneous, because in order to chant properly, you also need knowledge. Bhagavad Gita or Sambandha Gita. Otherwise you have Namabhas. So therefore that is why association is necessary to get knowledge.
பண்ண மாட்டாங்க. உனக்கு பர்சனல் மோட்டிவ்ஸ் இருக்கு, அதுதான். நீ இதெல்லாம் மகாராஜ் பிடிக்காததெல்லாம் இப்ப திரும்பி ஆரம்பிச்சு
வச்சுக்கிட்டேன்.